past couple of days. It's entirely my fault, to be sure. I've been swamped with work, but it's not an excuse to put this off. Listen, I know we've been going through a rough patch recently. Trust me, it hurts me just as much as I'm sure it hurts you that we haven't been seeing eye to eye with one another on anything recently. I admit I can be stubborn, and when I get angry, I say things I don't mean. The point is, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said what I said about you. It was completely uncalled for and set in anger. But things set in anger still matter and still hurt. I know you took what I said to heart. And I wish I can take it all back, but I can't. The only thing I can do is to do better in the future. If you will give me the opportunity to do so, of course. I know I don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. After all, this was not the first time one of our fights became as explosive as a dead. I suppose I should let you know that in the couple days we haven't seen or spoken to one another, I finally took your advice and booked an appointment with the therapist. I know I talk a lot about my anger issues and how my life and all of that affected me and how those events led for me to develop said anger issues, but it's not an excuse to put it off. And I know I get incredibly defensive when I get a suggestion to go see a therapist, especially from you, but I think this will do me some good. Well, it isn't fair on you to deal with it, so I'm taking the necessary steps to change myself for the better. As I said, I don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. I said some incredibly horrible things, and if you want to delete this, I don't blame you, but if you want to just talk about it and fix things between us, then please give me a call back. I'm not really sure what else to say. Honestly, I wasn't really sure I was going to even send you a voicemail, but here we are. Well, I love you. And again, I'm really, really sorry.